Okay, so over here on the Tezvav Amid Aleph, the Tosfos is commenting on our Gemara over here that it discusses the pasuk at the beginning of Parashas Mishpatim, Eilu Mishpatim Shetasim Bifneihem, and the Gemara derives from the context of the pasuk introducing all of the mitzvahs that are Ben Adam Chavero, that they all imply to both to men and to women. Probably not directly from the pasuk of the word Lifneihem before them, as a, you know, kind of an excluding others, but perhaps more from the general context of the pasuk, which introduces issues that apply both to men and to women, that all of the dinim, parashas mishpatim, apply both to men and to women. However, commenting on that word itself, lifneihem, so the Gemara Masechtas Gittin derives a different halacha, and Tosfos here quotes it. Look over here at the Maariv HaKoymos, the Gemara says in Masechtas Gittin the following, and Pei Ches Mabez. Abaye Ashkechei the Rav Yosef, the Yosef Kama'asa Giti. Abaye found Rav Yosef who was coercing a husband to give a get. Under certain circumstances, a get can be coerced, under other circumstances, a get cannot be coerced. It's a complicated sugya. But obviously, it was one of those instances in which a get can be coerced, and the get would still be valid. So Abaye Ashkechei the Rav Yosef, the Yosef Kama'asa Giti, he was forcing husbands to give a get. So Abai said to Rav Yosef, how are we able to do this? They lived in Bavel, and obviously there was no smicha, ish mi pi ish, from Moshe Rabbeinu, which can only be conferred, you know, in Eretz Yisrael. So obviously there are those Rabbanim who were residing in Bavel, obviously did not have smicha. In fact, when the Gemara calls the Tana Rebbe, Rebbe Meir, because he had smicha, Rav is without smicha. So it says, Abai Ashkel Rav Yosef, he was forcing men to give a get. And he said, how can you do that? Anan had yoytis anan. V'tanya. And we learned in a braisa, V'eilo mishpat mishatasim lifneihem. Lifneihem, v'lo lifnei ovdei kerchovim. Before them, and not before ovdei kerchovim. So Tosfos asked initially, that seems to, you know, apply differently than Agamar. Agamar derives from this pasuk to include women. Here it's coming to exclude something. So Tosfos dealt with that issue. Perhaps one is more from the context, one is more from this word in particular. But lifneihem velo lifnei ovdei kochavim. It's coming to exclude something. What is it coming to exclude? You have to have dintara before Jews and not before ovdei kochavim. This is the source for the prohibition to go to secular court. If two Jews have, it really applies even to a Jew and a non-Jew. Of course, you can never get the non-Jew to come to a beis din. But if two Jews have a dintara, they're really supposed to go, you know, have a machlokas, have a dispute. They're really supposed to appear before a Jewish beis din. And it's a prohibition in the Torah to appear before a secular court, before a competing legal system. If they appear before an arbitration, so arbitration is neither that, you know, it's not a legal system that's competing talocha, that's permitted. But if it's not a, you know, an arbitration, it's a secular court, so that's an Easter in the Torah. If I can't get him to appear before Beis Din, I can go to Beis Din and receive a heter to bring the case to secular court. That off, you know, that can happen in certain instances. Certainly if you're dealing with non-religious Jews. But if you're dealing with two religious Jews, it's really supposed to appear before a Beis Din and not supposed to appear before a secular court. It's an Easter in the Torah. Davar Acher, also derived from here. Lifneihem, v'loy lifneihem yoytis, it's supposed to be before Dayoni Yisrael, and Dayoni Yisrael, who are smuchim, who have this Messiah, Ismir Piyish from Moshe Rabbeinu, that can only be conferred in Eretz Yisrael. So how is he being Ma'asa Giti over here in the Gemara Masechtas Gittin? He's not a Samuch. So Amalei, Anan Shlichu Sayu Kavdina, we'll get to the answer in a second. Okay, but the Gemara here derives the principle to appear before Dayanim, who are not smuchim, from the pasuk Eil Mishpat Mishatasim Lifneihem, Lifneihem V'Loy Lifnei Hedyotis, and not before those who's a hedyot who does not have smicha. However, Tosfos here at Daf Tezvav Amud Aleph asks that this there's another source that the Gemara brings for this halacha from the pasuk of Ad Ho Elohim Yavod Devar Shneihem, which is also in Parshas Mishpatim. If two people will have a dispute, so Ad Ho Elohim Yavod Devar Shneihem, the matter should be brought before Ho Elohim, which in this context refers to the judges. So Gemara brings this up over here at the beginning of Sanhedrin on the Beis Amid Aleph. The Mishnah says at the beginning of Sanhedrin, Dinei Mamonis B'Shloisha, monetary disputes, one requires three Dayanim, Gzeilos V'Chavolos, or, you know, but if it's theft or injury, also requires three, Nezek, damages. V'chatzinez, if one pays half, the damage, if it's a short time. Teshumei kefal, teshumei abar v'chamisha, b'shloisha, you also need three dayanim. So you also need three dayanim. Amar v'yavo, ma hein katani. What is it referring to? Ma hein, dinei mamnes, gzeos v'chavolos, aval hodos v'avolos lo. So when the Mishnah says, dinei mamnes b'shloisha, so what is Dine Mamanis referring to here? It's referring to Hoidos V'Havos. And how do you know that you require three Dayanim? Oh, I didn't bring this part of the Gemara, but if you look there, the Gemara derives it from the Pasuk of what the Gemara says, Erev Parshias Kosov Kan, is referring to, I think I put it on the Mar Makomos, is referring to a Pasuk elsewhere in Parshias Mishpatim of Adho Elohim Yavod Devar Shnehem. Until before the judges, the matter should be brought. So Taisus and Masechta Sanhedrin, Taisus here, and Baruch Kama asks, why do I need two sources for this halacha? The one is not allowed to bring a dine mamonis case, whether it's gzeos v'chavos, or whether it's hodos v'havos. Hodos v'havos require three, gzeos v'chavos require three. It's derived from the pasuk of Adol Elohim Yavod V'Arshneihem, and the Gemara, Masechta Sgin, derives it from the pasuk of Ufneihem V'lo L'Ufneihed Yotis. Ego Mishpatim Shetosim Ufneihem V'Ufneihem V'lo L'Ufneihed Yotis. Why do I need the two sources? So Tosis at the bottom on Tesvav and Medalfa here in Baba Kama, the bottom of Dir Masko Ashir Tosim asks this question. Tosis says the last few lines, Vim Toimar, Beloy Lefneim Tepekwei, Deboin and Mumchim Me Elohim. Why do we have to derive it from Lefneim, Beloy Lefneim Hediotis? Tosis quoted the Gemara Besechtas Gi'in. Derive it from the Pasuk of Adho Elohim, Yavod Devar Shneihem. Before the judges, the matter should be brought, and judges here obviously refers to Smuchim, that's how the Gemara understood at the beginning of Sanhedrin. So Tosis answers, V'yeshloimar, D'lefneim itzir chuchol davar isoy v'kviya, afal pi she'en odin, d'boi mumchen. What do we need the second pasuk for? The first pasuk of Adho Elohim Yavol Devar Shneihem, that's referring to adjudicating the matter itself. What about enforcing the psak? How many dayanim do I need? What kind of dayanim do I need to enforce the psak? That you also need judges who are smuchim. You can't enforce the psak without judges who are smuchim, not only in order to issue the verdict do I need smuchim, but in order to enforce the psak, I also need smuchim. And in fact, if you look at the context where the Gemara brings up this pasuk and Masechta Sgin is talking about in terms of enforcing a psak halacha, Abai Ashka Rav Yosef, the Yosef Kama Asi Agiti, he was forcing a husband to give a get. Oh, that's where the Gemara evokes the Pasuk, Eilu Mishpatim, Shetosim Lefneihem, V'loi Lefneihed Yotis. So the Pasuk that the Gemara quotes in Masechta Sanhedrin, and Abbeiz, and Abbeiz, Adho Elohim, Yavod Devar Shneihem, that one has to appear both by all Dinei Mominis, whether it's Hoidos, V'Avos, Exeus, V'Chavolis, you need three Dayanim who are Smuchim. That's from Adho Elohim Yavod Devar Shneihem. That's discussing issuing a psak in a matter of Dinei Mominis. What about enforcing the psak? Alin Yonei Kfiya, maybe that I don't need Dayanim Hu Asmuchem. Maybe that we have in our society. You don't need a judge with a legal degree in order to enforce a law, in order to issue laws. You don't have to be in the legislature, you don't need to be a lawyer, but in order to interpret the laws, you have to be a lawyer. In order to enforce it, you don't have to be a lawyer. So maybe we could separate between the two. So no, that's what we needed. The pasuk Eil Meshpatim Hashatosim Lefneihem V'Lo Lefneihed Yotis, to enforce the law also has to be done under the guidance through the interpretation of the Dayanim who are Smuchim, and that's the context in which the Gemara brings this up in Masechta Sgin. Tosfos and Masechta Sanhedrin says the same answer. Look over here at the bracket to the end of his base. Teima Demash Mahachad Matinan Hed Yotis Midrchsev Elohim Adho Elohim Yavod Var Shneihem. It has to be before judges who are kosher judges, who have smicha and are Yisraelim, and not before an akum or before hediotis. Taisus answers, "Venir lefarish to begin the inyan mili de kfiya airi, da hachi maisi la da baye ashkel rav Yosef de Yosef kama asi agiti." When did the Gemara bring up that pasuk? And the Gemara himself is getting in the context of enforcing a psak or interpreting the psak. So Amalei v'anan hediotis anan avohim lav amili de isui myri. It's not talking about enforcement. Ela bedin ba'alma. It's only talking about issuing the verdict, issuing the psak. That's where we need the pasuk of Adhu Elohim Yavod Rajnehem. Okay, Chaver, you hear the distinction? We have two sources for this halacha. What do we need both for? Tosis distinguishes between enforcing a psak versus issuing the psak in the first place. Based on this comment of Tosfos that one needs three dayanim in order to enforce a psak, so Chayshin writes in Simen Gimel, Sifkat and Aleph, Neuchas dayanim, which is at the beginning of Chayshin Mishpat, that so too with regards to the Gemara Masechtas Ksubis, you also need three dayanim. The Gemara says Masechtas Ksubis, perhaps a familiar halacha, Tanina, Bamedvar Mamur Mimitzas Loisase. Avav mitzvah sasei. We're dealing with the mitzvah sasei. Kigon shalomim lo asei sukkah ve'ena oisa. If a person refuses to make a sukkah, a guy says, I'm not wearing tzitzis. I'm not davening. Lulav. He says, I don't want to take lulav this year. Eini oisa. Makan oisa oisa teitzei nafsho. The only time we have a limitation of giving 39 times malchus, I brought me a ken of lo yosef, that's when it has to do with punishing for a person for violating a loy sese. But if we're attempting to coerce somebody, to force him, to compel him to keep a mitzvah sase, we can hit him more than 40 times, 1,000 times, until in order to, you know, until he relents and he performs the mitzvah. And we have an obligation to do so. Of kol Yisrael arevim zeboseh, we bear responsibility for his failure to perform the mitzvahs, and therefore, you know, as part of that umbrella, we'd have an obligation to coerce him, to compel him, to force him to keep the mitzvahs. Obviously, we don't do this in our context without saying, you know, goes without saying. But if, you know, ilu ayashar chilenu, if we had the ability, we would coerce people to keep the mitzvahs. And you can even hit him more than 39 times. 39 times is if he violates a loisese as a punishment, but if it comes to performing the mitzvahs, we can compel him, and we can even hit him more than 40 times. Makan asay shetetzin afshon. How many people do you need in order to do this? How many people? How many dayonim? Can every Jew be a vigilante? And kiruv, professional, has a whole different connotation than over here in this town. You know, can you force go around forcing people to keep the mitzvahs? Or maybe it has to be a judicial move. Success and Chayshin says, no, that's what Tosfos is talking about. Not only issuing a psak and enforcing the psak, but enforcing the mitzvahs. You need three smuchim, says Tosfos. It says Success and Chayshin. And he derives it from our Tosfos. Our Tosfos said, you needed three dayanim, not only to issue the psak, that's ad ho elohim, you vote varshanim, one posting of parshim is spotim. Then the first posting of parshim is spotim, eil mishpat mishatas mufneim, lo lufnei adyaitis. That has to do with Rav Yosef, the Kama Asi Akiti. That has to do with enforcing the halacha, enforcing a psak. Oh, so too, in order to compel and coerce people, in order to keep the mitzvahs, require three dayanim smuchim. Everybody can't take it into their own hands to do so. That's the Ksais HaChoshen's extension of our Tosfos. The Nesivis, the Simen Gimel, the Choshen Mishpat, of course, the Bar Plugta of the Ksais HaChoshen, disagrees. And he's a raya from a rush. Look over here. The rush of Bava Kama. The Gemara says, Mesech is Bava Kama, and of Chav Chesem et Aleph. We could turn to it, but the rush quotes it. Of course, we know an Eved Kanani is allowed to marry a Shifcha Kanainis. He's allowed to intermarry. Actually, he's also a Kanani. He's also allowed to marry a Shifcha Kanainis. No, Eved Ivri. Eved Ivri is allowed to marry a Shifcha Kanainis. But let's say he comes to the end of his term of Avdus, and now he's going to be freed. If he's a regular Eved Ivri, he'll be freed at the end of 6 years. If he's an Eved Nirtza, he'll go free at the Yovel. Fine, but he goes free, and he doesn't want to divorce his wife, the Shifcha Knainis. So we can force him to divorce her. And he's come to the end of his term. His master can compel him to keep the mitzvahs, you know, the isur of intermarriage, and divorce his wife. And the Rosh writes, Let's say he sees one Jew sees another Jew hitting his friend. Then Yokalahatim Losha Yakas Hamake. The only way he can stop him is by attacking the attacker. Alpha Pishain Makeo Makas Nefesh, even if he's not striking, he's not gonna kill, you know, the victim. Mutalahakos Hamake Rafushim Isuri. So go out to strike him, to hit him in order, you know, to intervene, in order to make sure that he keeps the mitzvah of not, you know, harming his friend. So the Rosh implies that a person has the ability to take matters into his own hands, don't need judicial approval, to compel others to, you know, to keep the Yisurim in the Torah, of not hitting his friend, and of divorcing the Shifcha Knainis at the end of the term. Every master can take that matter into his own hands, yeah?
Can Rabbi just explain that again? So,
I see Reuven hitting Shimon.
Right.
I'm Levi. So Levi sees Reuven hitting Shimon. He's not going to kill Shimon, but he's hitting him. That's an Issur in the Torah. Derived from where? That you're not allowed to give more Malkus to somebody else. Like, I see, okay. Because if Bezim will give more of the Malkus, then it's necessary that it'll be over in this of Chavolos. So you're not allowed to hurt somebody else. So he sees him hitting his friend, which is prohibited. Now, if he's going to kill him, he's a roidev. He's not going to kill him, though. So, and then there's a mitzvah, lahatil sanirdev, to kill him. He's not going to kill him, though. He's just hitting him. I have the right to intercede and intervene and hit, Levi has the right to hit Reuven, the aggressor. Why? I'm not saving Shimon's life. Shimon wasn't in mortal danger. I'm doing it to prevent Reuven from violating this Isur in the Torah, and we have the right to compel people to keep the Isurim in the Torah based on what? And the Gemara Masechtas Ketubos, if I can force you to keep Lulav, Shofar, and give you Malkus ad infinitum, so I can also compel you to keep the Mrs. Loisase. But what does the Rosh imply? That a person could do this on his own volition, you know, without any kind of oversight. Or certainly smicha, permitted. Everybody's right to take this matter into their own hands. That seems to be against the Ksais HaChayshin. What did the Ksais HaChayshin say? When Taisus said, you need three dayanim or asmuchim, not only to issue the psak, but to enforce the psak. So too said the Ksais HaChayshin, Simen Gimel of Karan Aleph, I also need three dayanim in order to be kaifa nala mitzvahs. Says the Nesivus, it's not true. Look over here, the Rosh says you don't need three dayanim in order to coerce people in order to keep the mitzvahs. The Rosh said every person, the master himself, can take the matters into his own hands. So the Ksais HaChayshin, you know, defended himself against the Nesivus, and he wrote responses called the Meshevev Nesivus, the answer to the Nesivus. So in the Meshevev Nesivus, over there, Simen Gimel, it's all right there. So he answers, no, there's a difference. To compel and coerce people to keep a mitzvah asay, that you need three dayanim. That's what our Tosis, you know, would imply. Tosis said to be kaifa, you need three dayanim, smuchim. So to be kaifa in alamitzis, you need three dayanim, smuchim. To be a frushim, isura, that's because kol Yisrael arevim, zebo zeh, you know, that I bear responsibility for your actions. That, I, you know, that's kind of an immediate situation that I don't have to wait around for judicial approval, and that's what the Rosh is talking about. That I can intercede and intervene on my own. Cognizance, and I don't need a judge. You know, I don't need three dayanim smuchim. See, distinguishes between mitzvahs aseh and mitzvahs lois aseh. Why should there be a distinction? I don't know what the svara might be. They both seem to be rooted in arvos. I don't know why we should distinguish one from the other. That was the distinction the Meshevev Nesivus suggested for himself. However, the Rambam seems to paskin, you know, seems to endorse the opinion of the Nesivus. Because look over here, the Rambam says, Perek Tezayin Hilchos Sanhedrin Halacha Beis, it seems to imply that to be kaifin ala mitzvahs, you never need smuchim. Never. Why? Again, our Taisa said, why do we need two drashas for smuchim? One is to issue the psak, one is to enforce the psak. So he said to him, for because in all mitzvahs, you also need smuchim. And the Siva said, nah, you see from the Rosh, you don't need smuchim. So the Ksai said, nah, that's Isurim, not mitzvahs. Mitzvahs, you need three smuchim. The Siva says, for mitzvahs also, you don't need three smuchim. Because look over here, the Rambam says, Perek Tezayin, Hilchos Sanhedrin, Halacha Beis, Malkum is man hazeh b'chol malkum in atar b'fnei shloisha smuchim avaloi b'fnei hedyotis. You cannot give malkus nowadays unless you have smuchim. Ever, the Basin of America cannot give malkus. You need to be smuchim. In fact, the Rambam writes in his Perashat Mishnayos, that's why Maseftas, he says Maseftas Sanhedrin, this Tosfos says the beginning of Sanhedrin. Sanhedrin comes after the Bava Kamma, Bava Metzia, Bava Basra. Once we know the halachas of Ben Olam L'Chavero, Bava Kamma, Bava Metzia, Bava Basra, we have Maseftas Sanhedrin. How are we going to adjudicate these halachas? That's with the Sanhedrin. Then comes Maseftas Makkos. Why does Maseftas Makkos come right after Sanhedrin? So Tosfos, the Rambam writes in the Perashat Mishnayos at the beginning of Makkos, because who's going to deliver Malkus has to be someone who's a dayan samuch. Can't be any old dayanim or any old person to deliver, you know, just a regular Joe cannot deliver Malkus. It has to come right after Sanhedrin. You need dayanim or a smukim or a valid to adjudicate the Imamites. Those are the only people who could deliver Malkus as well. But then the Rambam continues. The Malkus that we do, and we're not smuchim, that's only Malkus Mardus. What Malkus are we doing? What Malkus are we doing? The Rambam just said, in order to give Malkus, you have to be a Dayan Samuch. So what Malkus are we giving? Are we giving Malkus for Loisachs Mishor B'disha? Are we giving Malkus for Loisilba Shatnes? What Malkus are we giving over here? So must be, says the Nesivis, we're talking about Malkus for being Kaifin Ala Mitzvahs. And yet the Rambam doesn't have any problem with doing that Bizman Azeb. No problem. We can give Malkus for Kaifin Ala Mitzvahs. Why? Because you don't need Smuchim to be Kaifin Ala Mitzvahs. It's enough. Anybody can give Malkus for Kfi Ala Mitzvahs if we would have the ability to do so and it wouldn't be illegal. Yeah. Kaifin Ala Mitzvahs, anybody can do. You don't have to be a Dayan Samuch. So he disagrees. Even though Taisa says over here, in order to enforce a psak, you have to be a dayan samuch. That means to enforce a psak halacha. But not to be kaifin ala mitzvahs. To be kaifin ala mitzvahs, to force somebody, to compel them to keep shayfar, to keep lulav, to prevent them from violating an isa. It's in the Torah. Nothing to do with enforcing a psak of a beis din. But in terms of keeping the mitzvahs and efrushim isurim, helping them not to, to avoid the mitzvah, to avoid isurim, that you don't have to be a Beis Din Samuch. No. That even if you're not a Beis Din Samuch, everybody has the ability to do that. Why? Why should there be a difference? Why should it be that in order to deliver Malkus, for violating a Loisesei, in the Torah of Loisachim Shor B'disha, of Loisubashatnez, you have to be Smuchim. In order to enforce a Psak, you have to be Smuchim. But in order to compel people to keep the mitzvahs, to avoid violating Isurim, you don't have to be a samuch, yeah.
Well, one has to do with kind of isn't there an obvious difference that one has to do a verdict being given and one is kind of just not that at all?
Fantastic. So I think exactly what you're saying is correct. Yeah, exactly. Hit the nail on that. One has to do with the past, one has to do with the future, if we could just phrase it in that way. If I'm punishing somebody for something that occurred in the past, I waited the entire about an psak and this is your punishment, or this is, so then you have to pay. Or you have to receive a certain punishment, the Malkus, for the Issa that you violated. But that is a punishment vis-a-vis the past. Kaifin ala mitzvahs has to do with the future, and that's when there's no limit on the number of Malkus that we can give. I want you to do X, Y, or Z for your own benefit. It's a musa shmuz. So that, there's no limit on the number of Malkus we can give, and you don't have to be a dayan samuch. I'm not punishing you for something in the past. You're paying for something. Here, I'm attempting to compel you to do that which is right in the future for your own benefit. And because of the mutual responsibility in the network that we all have for one another. But since it's for your own benefit, there's no limit on the number of malchus. And you don't have to be a dayan samuch for this. There's nothing to do with adjudicating the past and delivering punishment. That you need to be a judge. Smuchen. That's what Taisus is talking about, enforcing punishments and psak halacha. But if I'm attempting to help you refrain from performing an iser, attempting to inspire you to keep a mitzvah saseh, we would probably find better ways of inspiring people, but less heavy-handed. But if, that's something that's to help you, that is permitted. Even if you're not samuch. That's why the Nesivis disagrees with the Ksais HaChayshim. Man, this has nothing to do with Kfiyah HaMitzvahs. Kfiyah HaMitzvahs has nothing to do with Smuchim. That has to do with the future. have to be a dying someone. I believe we find this distinction elsewhere in Halacha, based on last week's parsha. Pasuk says, in Parshas Vayakel, Leisavaru Eish B'chomash V'seichem B'yom HaShabbos. You're not allowed to kindle a fire throughout all of your communities on Shabbos. Havara, kindling, is one of the Lamites Avos Malachas. None of the other Avos Malachas, with one other exception of Hitzah, is mentioned explicitly. The rest are derived from the fact that the Torah uses the word Malacha, Malacha, Malacha 39 times in connection with Shabbos, so we presume there are 39 Malachas Shabbos, and they're derived, really not 39 times, but okay, and it's derived from the comparison to Lech Mishkan, whatever was Chashav in the Mishkan, that's what's considered to be a Malacha on Shabbos too, but it's not named explicitly by the Torah, with the exception of Hitzah. And Havara, Leisavaru Eish B'chomash V'seichem B'yom HaShabbos. But why is it mentioned explicitly? We could have derived it from the fact that it was used in Melechus HaMishkan. So the Gemara says in Maseches Yevamos and Avov, it's coming to include that not only is one not allowed to kindle a fire, you know, in a regular context, but Beis Din is not allowed to administer capital punishment, Misas Beis Din on Shabbos. Why? Many times it included Havara. They would have to kindle, or at least Sreifa was one of the Arba Mises based in. Skila Sreifa Herig and Chenek. So Sreifa, they would heat up hot metal. In order to do that, you need to kindle a fire. So it's coming to refer to the fact, a separate Easter in the Torah, perhaps, was Tavara Eish Pekomis V'sheichem B'yom HaShabbos. The one is not allowed to administer Misas based in on Shabbos. The Rambam in Hilchos Shabbos understood, since this is a separate and distinct Easter, it not only relates to those instances which independently would be a violation of Shabbos, in any punishment at all is not allowed to be administered by Beis Din on Shabbos. Not only Skila, Sreifa, Herig, and Chenek, which of course involve one of the Lamites Avos Malachas, even Malkus. Beis Din is not allowed to deliver Malkus on Shabbos. And the Ramah quotes this in Hilchos Shabbos. Beis Din is not allowed to administer any kind of punishment on Shabbos. Incarceration, Malkus. In fact, the parents can even discuss one that should not discipline their children on Shabbos. Punishments should be avoided on Shabbos, even if you're dealing with a guilty party. A guilty party? We do not punish a guilty party on Shabbos. Fascinating aloha. Find similar aloha. The Zohar tells us, it's also a comment of the Tikkuni Zohar on this pasuk, Leisavaru Eish B'chomash V'sheichem B'yom HaShabbos. One should not be bakas, angry on Shabbos. Special Easter to be angry. Why do we need a special Easter to be angry? So it says a klayokar, because people sit around all day with nothing to do. The whole week we're too busy to start fights. We sit around on Shabbos, no one's got anything to do, so let's fight. You know. Jews like to fight. One Jew says Shalom Aleichem, the other one says Aleichem Shalom. We have a fight now between us, Shalom Al Yisrael. We have to fight. What else do Jews do with their free time? A special Easter to be bakas on Shabbos. So the Sefer Reishis Chochma. Others ask it also. What do I need an Easter to be bakas on Shabbos? You're not allowed to be bakas the whole week. It's one of the worst midas is to be bakas. The Gemara says in Masechet Brachos, Kol HaKoyes Chachmoso and Nevulaso Mistalekes HaYomenu. If a person is wise and he has prophecy, it will all abandon him if he becomes bakas. Others comment, elsewhere Chazal say, a person who Kol HaKoyes is Kilu Ovid Avay Dezara. It's tantamount to worshiping Avodah Zarah. So what's special about the fact that one is not allowed to be Bekas on Shabbos? One is not allowed to be Bekas during the week either. So B'nai Yisaskar writes in the Sefer Igra Dekawa. Here's a commentary on Chumash called Igra Dekawa. A Pashas Vayakel know that it's referring to the fact even when a person, those instances, a person is allowed to be Bekas. When are you allowed to be Bekas? If you're responding, reacting to Ovrei Avera, you're allowed to be Bekas. If it's in a measured fashion. If you're out of control, it's never permitted. Measured fashion is a reaction, a protest to every avera, it's permitted. But not on Shabbos. The whole week long, if you're a b'yish of adas, it's calculated, it's permitted to be b'kas. Not on Shabbos, a special Easter to be b'kas on Shabbos. He says, that's a pshat in the pasuk. Lo yisavaru eish. You're not allowed to be b'kas. B'chomosh v'seichem in all your communities, but even b'chomosh v'seichem, even if you're with Yishuv Adas. You have Yishuv Adas, but you have a Shabbos. Even when it's calculated and it's permitted otherwise, you're not allowed to be b'kas on Shabbos, even though it's justified. So even though you're dealing with Ovei Avera, even who are guilty, who deserve punishment, we should be angry at them, and we have every right to be bekas as long as it's in a measured fashion, not on Shabbos. Chassam Sofer has a beautiful remnant to this. Then we'll go back to halacha. So Chassam Sofer says, Lois Sevaru Eish Bechomosh Vesechem B'yoyim HaShabbos is Sofer Tevois, the last letter of each word, is Emes and Shalom. Where's Emes? Lo, what's the last letter of the word Loi? Aleph. B'yom HaShabbos. Last two letters, Mem and Tav. Aleph, Mem and Tav. What's in the middle? Well, Bechol, Islamic. Mosh Vosechem, Mem. Well, Seva Aru, oh, we left out Seva Aru. Eish, Aleph, Vav, Shin. Yeah, Shalom. It's Aleph, Shalom, Mem Tav. So Shalom is intact, the word Shalom. It's all together. Emes is fragmented. Aleph is at the beginning, the Mem and the Tav all the way at the end. Says that some say, for sometimes we set aside Emes. The guy's guilty. He's deserving of kas and punishment. We set aside Emes for Shalom on Shabbos. Shalom prevails. Even if you're justified, not on Shabbos. Fine. Special Easter in the Torah to issue punishments, to be bekas on Shabbos, even though it's Emes. Shabbos, we want peace at all costs. Fine. No punishments. What about coercing somebody to keep a mitzvah? So Rashi Bekiva Eger on Shulchan Aruch, where this appears, I think it's in Shin Lamates, is permitted to coerce people to keep mitzvahs on Shabbos. If a man is going to be ma'agin his wife, we can coerce him to keep him in town to give a get after Shabbos. Even though it's on Shabbos and we're incarcerating somebody on Shabbos, it's all permitted. Why? Why should that? We don't do any punishments on Shabbos. Nonetheless, says Rabbi Kiva Eger, this is not a punishment for the past. This is for the future, that you should keep the mitzvahs, you should do the right thing, that we can even administer on Shabbos. That's not a punishment. A punishment is something that's for the past, that we don't do ever on Shabbos. But for the future, that's always permitted. So Rabbi Nevinsel in his Ha'oris on the Mishnah Berurah, there's one set of Mishnah Berurah with Ha'oris from Nevinsel, distinguishes between disciplining children where it's a punishment for the past, vis-a-vis disciplining children so he should do the right thing right now. To coerce the child to do what he needs to do right now, that can even be done on Shabbos. To punish him for the past, all punishments of children should really be rehabilitative, not punitive, but okay. You know, but to punish him for the future so he should learn to do the right thing, that's permitted even on Shabbos. Okay, so that's why perhaps the Kseis HaChayshin's distinction, derivation of our Taisa said, why do we need to psuke him? One in terms of issuing the psak, one in terms of coercing, compelling people to listen to the psak, enforcing the psak. You need dayanim smukim for both. It might have nothing to do with kaifan ala mitzvahs. Kaifan ala mitzvahs is for the future. It has nothing to do with the past and punishments for the past. There's no limit of 39 times malchus, and you probably wouldn't need dayanim smukim either. That's an argument of the nesivos against success. The Kedushei Aran has an entirely different answer to Tosfos' question. Let's just recap. What was Tosfos' question? The Gemara Masechtas Gittin derives the fact that we need smuchim for dinei mamonis from Eil Mishpatim Hashatasim Ufneim Ufneim V'loy Lufnei Adyotis, before them and not before people who don't have smicha. The Gemara Masechtas Sanhedrin derived it from the pasuk of Ad Ho Elohim Yavod Devar Shneihem. Why do I need these two psukim? Tosfos had his distinction between issuing the psak and enforcing the psak. The Ran is a different, perhaps more nuanced answer. Says the Ran over here, Oizvav. Be'ikar adin, she'amar tar adar elohim yavod var shneihem, she'mumchim, v'nin einan mumchim hadin pasul midoiraisa. Says the Ran, the pasuk in the Masechta Sanhedrin is telling us that a dayan who's not samuch is not qualified to issue a psak. It's a psul. A psul means you are not qualified. Let's say a person is not qualified to do something, but he does it anyway. Is it necessarily usser? No. A guy practices medicine, based on what he says on WebMD or something. It's not wise. Usser, you're not qualified. Doesn't necessarily mean it's an easter in the Torah. Torah is telling us, these individuals are not qualified to issue a psak. They have to have smicha. But the Gemara Masechta Gittin is introducing a second dimension to this. Not only are they not qualified, they're posul, now since they're posul, it's also to go to them. That's what the second pasuk introduces. Let's say I go to a doctor. The doctor says, by the way, I don't have a medical license. Okay. Homeopathy. And people listen to him. Do they have every right to listen to him? It's a free country. You want to listen to him, listen to him. The FDA will tell you, you know, the Surgeon General will tell you, whoever is the administrator of these things. By the way, this guy's not qualified. He has no MD. Can he practice medicine? You know, he won't be protected in a malpractice lawsuit, but if I accept to listen to him, it's up to me. You accept to listen to medical advice of a, you know, of a quack? Okay, go ahead. It's a free country. He's not qualified, but okay, you can accept it upon yourself. The Torah came over here and introduced the second Iser. Not only, a second dimension, not only is he possibly disqualified, you can't accept him upon yourself. Because it's an affront to the Dayanim who are smuchim. Just like you can't come before a secular court, even though both parties agree to come before a secular court, it's an affront to the legal halachic system, so too, to go before the Dayanim of no smicha is prohibited, even if both parties agree. Arbitration is entirely different, because we're not adjudicating based on a legal system. It's whatever we think is, you know, we'll keep the peace. That's a whole separate topic. But to come before, you know, a legal tribunal that's going to operate based on a legal system, the halakha, they have to be qualified. And if they're not qualified, we'll say, no, we don't have a problem with the fact that they're not qualified. We like them. Doesn't matter. The Torah came over here. Eilim ishpatna eshatasim lefneyem v'loy lefnei adyartis. Not only are they posel, adu elhimi avod v'ashenem, they have to be qualified, and they're not. They're not smicha. It's also to go before them. We have no right to assume the authority of the mumchen. That perhaps could help us understand, says the Ran, why the Gemara has two explanations of how we adjudicate dine mominus nowadays. What's our license to adjudicate dine mominus nowadays? Again, you need smicha. You need to have smicha in order to adjudicate dine mominus. Dine mominus b'shloisha gzeis v'chavos b'shloisha. What's dine mominus? Dine mominus means hodos v'alvos. Loans and obligations, which is all of our dine mominus. You know, injury cases and, you know, penalties and these kinds of things we don't do. Hodos v'alvos, standard dine mominus. Loans, obligations, sales. Need three dayanim smuchim. How do we adjudicate anything? So look back at the Gemara Masechta Sanhedrin. The Gemara says in Masechta Sanhedrin, how do we adjudicate these matters? The third line, V'hai delor ba'inan mumchim, mishum de Rebbe Chanina. How do we adjudicate these matters nowadays? Dam Rebbe Chanina, Dvar Torah, Echadine Mamas, Echadine Nefashis, Bedrisha V'chakira. Shenemar Mishpat Echad Yelochem. Just like the Pasuk says in connection with Dina Nefash, if it's Darashta v'chakarta heite, v'nei emes nocha nedava, the Pasuk comparison is right. Hey, you need Drisha v'chakira. Drisha v'chakira means we have to ask the Edom, what time did this occur? Who else was there? You know, we ask some details of the case in order to undermine their testimony. Hopefully we won't have to administer Mises Bezin. In fact, the Gemara says a Bezin that gets witnesses through and actually administers capital punishment once in 70 years is an aggressive Bezin. So they rarely did this, meaning Edom rarely made it through the gauntlet of the Drisha v'Chakira. Once in 70 years was a lot. Problem is, and that really should exist by Dine Mominus too. We should ask the Edom, really, you know, who else was there at the time of the contract signing? You know, did you hear this? Did you hear that? You know, what about the details that were surrounding the issue? And that we really should require that by Dine Mominus too. The Pasuk says, Mishpat Echad Yelochem. We really have the same halacha. Problem is, what would that mean? We can't collect a loan, you know, because how many aid are we going to get through the gauntlet? Once in 70 years, we'll collect a loan. No one's going to issue loans. No one's going to issue loans if we have Drisha v'Chakira. So, Ma Tam Amr Dinei Mamun is Lopayin and Drisha v'Chakira. Kidei Shalot Tinal Delos Bifnei Loivin. In order so that people will want to lend money. If you're going to have Drisha v'Chakira every time I want to collect, and you're going to go after my witnesses and put them through a gauntlet of questions, I'm not lending the money. It's not worth it. I'll never get it back. So the same thing is true with smuchim. If I would need dayanim smuchim in order to collect a loan, I'll never get my money. You know how hard it is to convene a basin of dayanim smuchim? Today it's an impossibility. So then all loans will go out the window. The economy will fall apart. We need lending. Oh, so in order, Kadesh go tino delos b'fnei loivin, they made a takana de rabbanan that you don't need smicha. Okay. Kadesh go tino delos b'fnei loivin. Why don't we do gzeros v'chavos too? We don't adjudicate kefel and, you know, chatzi nezek, shor tam chatzi nezek. We don't do these things. Because no one's lending money. It's a takana for the lenders. We need money to be lent. So you have the right to for hodos v'avos. We did without it. Kadesh otin odalos b'fnei loivin. So what's the reason we adjudicate dina mamadis nowadays, if I were to ask you? You would say, you need dayanim smuchim. The answer the Gemara has is, Kadesh otin odalos b'fnei loivin. You're right, you really shouldn't need musmochim. Ish mi piyish v'meishu abinu kolim be conferred in Eretz Yisrael, but the whole economy will fall apart. Have a look at the Gemara Masechtas Gittin, back in Os Aleph. Gemara says Masechtas Gittin. Let's refresh the story. Abai Ashkel Rav Yosef Yosef Kamase Agiti. Abai found Rav Yosef that he was compelling a husband to give a get. Amalei Ha'anan Hadiotis Anon. Who gave you the right to do this? You have to have smicha. Eilu Mishpat Meshatosim Ufneim Ufneim Vlo Akom Ufneim Ufneim Vlo Ufneim Hadiotis. Says the Gemara in the second line. In the middle, Amalei Anon Shlichusayu Kovdinon. I'm the emissary, the delegate of those in Eretz Yisrael who had smicha. So even though Abai and Rav Yosef did not have smicha, at least at the time of Rav Yosef, there were those in Eretz Yisrael who still had smicha. It's a whole discussion, when did the smicha process get lost? But at least at the time of Rav Yosef, you see, people still had smicha. Shlichusayu Kovdinon. Midi Dehavi Hados Vavos. That's the only way we adjudicate Hados Vavos. How do we adjudicate Hodos Vavos? We adjudicate Hodos Vavos because we are the emissaries, the delegates of those who had smicha. Well, then we should adjudicate Kefel and Dalet Vehei. No. Ki Avdina Shechusai B'Milsa D'Shkicha. When it's something that's common and necessary. B'Milsa D'Shkicha Lo Avdina Shechusai. If it's not a common thing, we're not going to adjudicate shlichusai, gzeos v'chavolos were not common. So if I were to ask you, based on the Gemara Masechta Gittin, how do we adjudicate dina mamonis nowadays? What's the authority of the Beis Din of America or any other contemporary Beis Din in our times where we have no smicha, ish mi v'ish v'meish v'abeinu? Doesn't the first minister say in Masechta Sanhedrin, echa dina mamonis, dina mamonis b'shloisha, gzeos v'chavolos b'shloisha? And the Gemara says, you need smuchim? Answer, shlichusai v'chavdina. We're the emissaries, the delegates of those who preceded us. What does that mean? What does that mean? First of all, who appointed us as the delegates? And second of all, whatever happened, Kadesh lo tino delos b'fnei loivin. The Gemara Masechta Sanhedrin asked this question. The Gemara said we only did it in order so people would lend money. Who said anything about shlichusayu? Says the Ran, I'll tell you why the Gemara brings up two different answers, because they're addressing two separate issues. What are the two separate issues? One is, you're disqualified from being a dayan, you're not qualified. Says the Gemara, you're right, you're not qualified. But if we don't allow, you have to have smicha in order to be qualified. No, so for that the Gemara says, Kadesh lo tino delos b'fnei loivin. If we're not going to, you're right, you're not qualified, but we have nothing better. And the whole lending market will fall apart. No one's going to lend money without credit. You can't have a sale. The whole economy will fall apart. The Gemara in Masechtas Gittin is addressing a different issue, says the Ran. Oh, what is that Gemara addressing? That Gemara is addressing, but it's a pigi in the covet of those who have smicha. You're being noito kisron, as the Ran said. You're stealing their authority. How do we get around that issue? It's usher. Not only are you you're not qualified, it's prohibited. It's an affront to them, no. Shlichusayu. They would obviously have given us permission to do it. They're Michael on their covered when there's no possibility of going before Musmachim. So let's read the Ran, he says inside. V'tiris loy, the shlichusayu kov dinon, v'heim shenosnu koyach lodun b'ed yoydes. They gave us this authority. Asma mochlu kvaydan alzeh. Loy nosnu reshuz b'chol milso d'shkicha b'mashi yesh b'mishum ne'ulas delas. They were only Michael though, if it's something that is necessary for the economy to run, of the U.S. Delos b'fnei loivin, something which is shkicha, which is the credit markets, hodos v'avos. Not gzeos v'chavos, that they weren't Michael. That remains usher. So the Ran says, how does Shlichusai work? That has to do with Mechil. No one appointed us as their Shliach. Who appointed me if I sit on a Din Torah? Who appointed me? No one appointed me. So what it means is they were Mechil on their covered for future generations where it won't be possible to attain Musmachim or to have access to Musmachim to allow us to continue to adjudicate matters of Dinei Mamonis, whereas Kadesh Al-Din Al-Delos Bifnei Levin. So says the Ran, the Gemara really brought up two answers because it's addressing two separate questions. One is has to do with the qualifications of the Dayan. One has to do with it's an affront to the covet of those who preceded us. Okay, so we had this kasha that the Gemara asked. One is why do we need two sources for our, for the Iser of for the requirement of Musmachim? Taisa said to distinguish between issuing a psak and enforcing a psak. The Ran said no, because one has to do with the qualifications of the die, and the other has to do with not that they're puzzle, but it's usur, it's an affront to the dayanim who musmachim, and that's why the Ran says the Gemara brings two different answers: one of kadesh kol tino delz b'vnei loivin, the other of shlichusayu kav dinon. What about though to let's say have geirim nowadays? So geirim require a beis din also. That's not hodos v'alvos. So how do we have dayanim nowadays? So Gemara told us shlichusayu kav dinon were the emissaries of those who preceded us. So Gemara says Maseches Yevamos Daf Mem Vav Beis. In order to have geirus, you need three parts of the geirus. There's mila, tvila. Used to be a karban. But nowadays we have kabbalas ol mitzvahs. We always had kabbalas ol mitzvahs. The Gemara never mentions it actually. It's mila tvila. Gemara never mentions kabbalas ol mitzvahs because it's so obvious that's what geirus is all about. It's becoming Jewish doesn't mean I identify as a Jew. It means that I keep the Torah and the mitzvahs. That's the essence of Judaism. We're not a nationality so much as an ideology. If you don't subscribe to our ideology, it's obvious. It goes without saying. It's definitional. You can't be a Jew. Fine. But the Gemara says all of these stages of geirus, the chachilah, are supposed to be taking place in front of Beis Din. So for the mila of a geir, the tefillah of a geir, all has to take place in front of Beis Din. You need dayanim. So as Taisus Masechtas Yevamos over here, Isaiah. Vim Toimar, Va'anan, Heichin, Mekablin, Gerim, Haba'in, and Mumchim. We said whatever Beis Din is required, you need Mumchim. Smucha, Musmachim. Ishmi, Pishu, Mesh, Rabbeinu can only be conferred in Eretz Israel. How then do we accept Gerim? Gerim has to take place in front of Beis Din. Says Tosfos, the Shlichusayu of Dinan. We are the emissaries of the previous generations. Beshilya, Megarish. Just like Chazal were concerned with Ne'ilas Dalas B'fnei Loivin, we have to be concerned with Ne'ilas Dalas B'fnei Gerim. We don't want to close the door of tshuva or of coming close to a Kadosh Baruch Hu. Not tshuva, but the Kanfei Hashchina is always open, you know. So if Chazal made a gzera, allowed us to adjudicate Dinei Mamonis, Kadesh Shalotin Odelas B'fnei Loivin, we can allow it also, Kadesh Shalotin Odelas B'fnei Gerim. Now, Kadesh Yotin Odelos B'fnei Loivin is a concept that's derabbanan, clearly. Chazal, you should require Mumchim. Chazal said, you know what? We're going to allow you to do it even though you're not Mumchim. That's clearly a concept that's only derabbanan. Shlichusayu, the fact that we are the emissaries of the previous generation, so that could even perhaps be a concept midoraisa, as the Ran told us. What that means is, yes, you're disqualified from being a dayan. Why? But it's not that doesn't make you usher to use you. It's that's introduced by the second half of the pasuk. By the other pasuk. You're stealing the thunder of the musmachim. But they would be meichel. Nowadays they would be meichel to allow us in order to continue to function, and that mechila could even work midoraisa. So I believe that's what Taisus over here is explaining. You can't be Jewish midrabanan, right? You can't be Jewish midrabanan. It's like being, you can't be dead midrabanan and alive midrabanan. So these things don't really make any sense. How can you be Jewish midrabanan and not midrabanan? So Kadesh Kol Tino Delos B'fnei Loivin is clearly an enactment midrabanan, but Tosfos obviously understood Shlichusayu is a din midrabanan. The fact that we can adjudicate matters nowadays based on Shlichusayu, the authority of a beis, and nowadays is midrabanan, and that's how we can accept Gerim too? even though in the old in antiquity you needed to have a smicha, the original musmachim were meichel on their kavod. So the first nesivis in Chayshim Mishpat, the very first one, says, you see from this Taisvis, Shlichusayu, the authority of Beis Din nowadays as the emissaries of delegates of the original musmachim is a din midoraisa. However, the Rashba seems to disagree. Look over here at the Rashba. Says the Rashba, Ki avdina shlichusayu b'milsa d'shkicha. V'ikar time ad avdina shlichusayu mishum shlotin al delos b'fnei loivin. How we become their emissaries, their delegates? It's because they allowed us to do it, k'dei shlotin al delos b'fnei loivin, in order not to close the door in front of the lenders. V'gitin nami dumi d'hadas v'avos, gitin was also a matter of, you know, the survival of the Jewish community. We can't survive without gitin, so Abaye was able, Rav Yosef was able to compel gitin. D'ilo, lo minsin l'gavri, if not, shall remain in aguna v'havilahu b'nais Yisrael aguna. So something that's necessary, just like the credit markets. But 1 minute, says the Rashba, if this is all, you know, one answer, shlichusayi k'dashinu, Tinol deals with they live, and there's only the Rabbanon. Hey, mekablin gerim bezman hazeh, the hub boy shloisha. Kidis the parakah chaylitz, he required dayan for gerus too. Vanami milsu lo shkikahi. That we can't survive without gerus. You can't survive without gittin. You can't survive without credit markets. Gittin, we can survive without gerus. I'm sorry, the whole Syrian community doesn't accept gerim. Yeshlomer dhanami takana hi ketakanas hodos vavos umatzino amaroyim. Who converted. That's also Takana de Rabbanan. 1 minute, Takana de Rabbanan. So then, are these people only Jewish mid Rabbanan? So look over here, the Rashba says, yes. Ego made that came in the Derech Tzorach Shloshim Yoshiv Bei Mishpat, and came to Adarab Al-Karach Banami Boi Mumchim, they should really be Musmachim Velekel Ameymar, Da'ana Shichusayu Kavdinon. You can't say it's Beishon Shichusayu, says the Rashba, Shichusayu is only the Rabbanan, Kadei Shul Tino Delos Mivnei Loivin. We can do it when it comes to DNA Mominus. We have a concept, Hefker, Beis, and Hefker. You know, we can, Mominus, we can play around with. But how are we going to play around? How are we going to play games with Gerus? If you're not Jewish, you're not Jewish. And if you need Smuchim, you need Smuchim. So obviously the Rashba is of the opinion of Shlichusayu is only the Rabbanan. That's how he asks. What about Gerus? So he gives a different answer. Yes, it's true you need dayanim for gerus. They don't have to be mumchim. You need smicha to paskin halacha. You don't need smicha to witness a gerus. When it comes to gerus, nobody's paskining anything. I've been a witness on a gerus. You don't do anything. You know, I'm dayan. You just stand there like a dummy. One dayan usually speaks to the ger. The rest of us stood there. You don't have to have smicha to do that. So just to witness something, you don't need smicha. Tishu psak, that's what you need smicha for. Why is the Rashba forced into that corner to make that distinction? The Rashba understands shlichusayu is only the Rabbanon. If our whole authority of a Beis Din nowadays is only the Rabbanon shlichusayu, we made a takana in order to keep the credit markets alive. Without it, you know, if in order to collect a loan, you need to have smicha, you need to have drisha v'chakira, no one's ever going to lend money. So we fudged a little bit, and we allowed Beis Din to function without smicha. But what are you going to do when it comes to gerus? Says the Rashba, you don't need smuchim for gerus. Why did the Rashba have to say that? Because he held shlichusayu was only the Rabbanon. So the nesivus, the first nesivus in Chayshim Mishpat, Siman Aleph, Sifkan Aleph, says, you see from here, this Rashba disagrees with Tosfos. How do we have, what's the authority of Beis Din nowadays? Don't you need smicha? It's based on shlichusayu, k'dei shlotinu delos b'fnei loivin. Tosfos says that's a concept d'oraisa. That's why it works for gerus too. The Rashba said, no, it can't work for gerus. It's a concept that's only the Rabbanon, the authority of Beis Din nowadays. How then do we function with gerus? Gerus never needed smicha. No one's paskining anything. You only need smicha when someone's issuing a psak aloha. Okay, so according to the Rashba, the authority of Beis Din nowadays is only din midrabanan. Okay, so we discussed the authority of Beis Din nowadays. Mitzvah tomorrow, we're going to go on in the Gemara.